You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Tampa had their eye on him and made what we felt was a very direct and aggressive offer, and we viewed it as an opportunity, and we're sad to see Brian go. This guy was a warrior. I wish him very well.
I wish him well, too. Brian Baker, good guy. Liked him. Great clubhouse presence, but I don't think it's a move, Ed, that's really going to cripple the bullpen. I just don't.
I don't either. I'm not saying anything bad, but I thought he was good because he was actually that, you know, that loss to the Mets was an outlier. He serviced the team well during the year. His numbers weren't bad. And he's exactly what you kind of needed. He was another bullpen piece.
Yeah.
So
A piece.
Yeah. But it's not like, you know, you got rid of, you know, Mariano Rivera for a draft pick. It's like it's good. He was a decent pitcher. Like he was just, and he was reliable in a year when everybody was hurt, but people must forget. He wasn't even going to be in a bullpen until they had all these injuries.
Mario Rivera. It's not like you got rid of Brad Brock.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'll go with that. If you trade Brad Brock in his prime, I'm a little more upset than this in terms of the player on the field.
In reality, you got rid of CNL Perez a few years ago when he was actually pitching
good.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And you look at it, like again, Brian Baker was a guy people were saying 2 years, like, why is he even in the games? He sucks. Bullpen pieces are cyclical until you find the ones.
Yeah.
You know the one. Like, Andrew Miller, whether he was closed or not, you knew that dude was nasty.
He's going to be around for a while.
Yeah. And you, like, you've seen some guys that would, like, I look at Keegan Aiken. That's a nasty SOB, too.
He is.
Yeah. This is why I'm cautious with, though, because I don't want to dump on Baker, because I liked him.
But the value is there.
We're talking baseball value.
Right.
Okay? I like Baker. Yeah. Personally, I hate this move. Baseball wise, I love the move. It's a great move, but you gotta wonder: does this mark the beginning of a fire sale?
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft and when you have draft picks involved in the trades kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level. But we thought it was a really good return and a good trade for everyone, so we did it. This team is playing much better since the beginning of the season, and I think we've been playing at a playoff clip for a while, and the team's looking more and more like it should and like itself, and I think they're going to continue to play really well, and we're not relenting or taking our foot off the gas pedal. I think this team's moving in a good direction out on the field, and we're going to have guys getting healthy and coming up to help the team. But right now, this is a trade that we wanted to make.
There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, I know it's Friday, man. Y'all like to team up on me, man. So I'll bring some backup. You feel me?
Who?
Hello.
Oh. What you guys, spend a night together?
Hey, man.
I bought some Oreos. What I say yesterday? Get a doubleheader sweat. And what we do? Hello? Yeah.
For sure.
What we do?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you get to hang out with your boy, Brian Baker, next weekend in Tampa, you know, so.
That's right.
Y'all can still go to King Corona, man. smoke some cigars.
No, he's not a cigar guy, but we're going
to
hang out.
We go to Mons Venus.
About the trade, just say that, man. Hello, keep talking about. I like the man. He's gone, man.
I think it's a good trade. I think it's a good trade. Hey, look, Trippy, just because you hate on players religiously, man, don't mean I have to.
Hey, Robert, they both talking into the same phone.
Yeah, they all share the microphone.
No, we're not.
Sharing the microphone, man.
You guys look like Michael and Huey Lewis. You know,
it's real questionable
world.
How you two end up together before 7 a.m. It kind of suggests to me that you were together. No,
man. We had a little mission last night, man. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, came through,
what
man.
Was,
some
what
females,
was the mission?
You know, I can't tell you, man. I can't tell over the air, man. You know, it involved some ladies, though. So we had a long night, man. We ain't even been to sleep. Be honest.
Hey, Trippy,
send the video.
My side piece be listening to the radio sometimes, you know, so I got, you know.
Hello?
Wait, hang on, Trippy. You just called her your side piece?
Rashawn?
Oh, no.
She know that?
Hey, listen, yo, listen. We going to be on the game tonight, man. You know, I'm rocking my style, my Kyle style with Orioles jersey. You know, he coming back in town. Big all-star, yeah. You know. So,
you got one of those? Where'd you find it?
Jersey.
You had to send over to the Philippines to get it made?
No, I got it from the Oreo shop, man. You know.
I
use Rob Discount. So,
How do you get 20% off of something that's 100% off?
don't do Star Wars like that, man. You know, man. You're just mad because he made the All-Star team, Jeremy.
Man, I'm so mad. No, I want to see him do well. I just didn't sit here and
Sean, got to go.
Take my victory lap after the first
month
of the season.
Roll over now?
Maybe.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
I don't really know how to follow that situation that they got going on in that car. But listen, I don't know if I'm delusional, which I probably am, but yesterday's doubleheader sweep is kind of the team I signed for at the beginning of the season. The only thing that upsets me is, you know, you get rid of April, we're not talking about the team in the same way we are today. So that's the frustrating part. And as for Brian Baker, I wish him well. I liked him. I actually thought he was going to be if we didn't have O'Hearn in the All-Star game, I thought he could have been a write-in because he had such a good season. So thanks, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talked about this before. I don't think he hit the numbers. If you're going to be a reliever that doesn't pick up saves, you got to have an impeccable ERA, and he just didn't have that. And I mean, you got to have – remember Andrew Miller when he went and he wasn't getting saves at the time? The ERA was below one, though. You know, he had two strikeouts for every innings pitch. That's the type of guy you got to be.
But I've talked about this, too. Like, so it's more difficult, I think, for a reliever, but like Jesus Luzardo for the Phillies, right?
Uh-huh.
They were talking about him being the front runner for Cy Young after about five starts. And then his sixth start, he just got leveled and gave up like seven runs. So his ERA goes from being in the ones to shooting way up, right? It's six starts, a seven run. You give up seven runs in a couple of innings, it's going to throw everything off.
Yeah.
And then he started to get back into it, and then he had another bad start. This cat's had two bad starts, and you would look at him and go, well, his ERA doesn't look good. Well, if he's had two bad starts and the rest of them were amazing,
right?
You're going to take that. And I think sometimes with relievers, you got to go back and go, all right, did he have that one inning? And Brian Baker did on Tuesday where you give up four. You know, you blink and you're like, well, what the hell happened there? That's greatly going to affect a reliever's ERA, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Robin sent me a text last night about different players, and it's the stuff that I look for where it's like you see a whip's really low.
Yeah.
And then you see the ERA's high.
I came in a game with an under one whip, but a mid four ERA. I didn't understand that.
It just means he's giving up the long ball.
Yeah.
Because if you're not putting guys on base, you've got to either
a lot of runs. Yeah.
Because you're not, like, again, you're not getting nickel and dime. What do I mean by that? Single, single, single. Mm-hmm. Here's a double. Single, walk, single. Like that stuff. He's coming in and he's dealing, but it sounds like he tends to give up the solo shots. Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.